Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Gloria, you look wonderful today.
Well, Ken, you look good very yourself. Happy. Thank you. I am very happy.
You're always very happy.
That's right. Why not?
Amen.
What's not to be happy?
Glory to God. We serve God
Yes. With
joyfulness and gladness of
Praise
heart
God.
For the abundance of all things.
Hallelujah. I remember when we weren't so happy. I don't want to go back there.
No.
I'm not going.
Well, after all, it's been 50 years. Ain't no use going back to that.
No, that's right.
Glory to God. Father, we thank you for this broadcast
thank
today,
you,
and we give you three praises. Shema v'lisha dukze.
Praise God.
Well, how can you say that? You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I've been through, and you just don't have any business standing up there and saying things like that. That is my business to say things
yes.
like that, saith the Lord, because I've already said in my word, take my word.
Yes.
I will take your word and my word and put them together if you will agree with me, and faith will come, and you'll be full of joy, and you'll be glad you did. And you will separate yourself from the enemy. You will separate yourself
That's
from
right.
the spirit of darkness. You will separate yourself from the spirit of sickness and disease. He's the one that's causing you all the trouble, and he's connected to the sin of fear. So reject all of that and begin to change what you say, and I'll change what you
Praise
are.
God.
I'll change where you are, and I'll change all of your surroundings if you'll listen to me. Because
right.
faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And faith connects to me, and when you connect to me, you've connected to the best there is, saith
oh,
the Spirit
yes.
of grace.
Thank you, Lord.
Whoa.
Hallelujah.
Glory
well,
to
good.
God. Whoa,
Amen.
Whoa. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give
we
you the praise it. And the honor.
Praise
Thank
God.
You, Lord, for every word that's said, every deed that's done to the matchless name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. And I want to mention again today that we are dedicating our broadcast all this week to Bishop and Faith Oyedepo and their marvelous family in Canaan land, Nigeria, pastoring the great Faith Tabernacle. Praise God.
This is
God.
His little church.
And this
right
is
here.
The church. Seats. When it's packed, it seats 54,000, and for a long time, it's never been anything but packed.
And then isn't it true that when we were there, this was full and the acreage was full in the front with full of people?
Yeah, well, I preached the first two services, and the first service was 6:30 in the morning, and the thing is packed out again the second service. And the total, I don't know, they just gave me the total of the overflow for the two services together was 37,000 in the overflow. So here's 108,000 people in two services plus 37,000 in the overflow.
Let me just say it's a big church.
And it's a full
and a good one.
It's full of faith.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to tell you, preacher, something. you think you can just go in there and preach some kind of little sermon, you can't do it. Man, they'll pull stuff out of you didn't know you knew. I mean, seriously, they do. And the total count for Sunday was 394,000 that came to church on a Sunday morning. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful?
That's awesome.
And to thank God that we're a part
Happy
of that.
Happy turned on people,
oh,
too.
Oh, yes, amen. Marvelous family. Just wonderful. The children, the grandchildren, they're all serving God, all in the ministry, and all of them anointed. Well, bless you. Mm-hmm. Bless you, Oyedepo family,
yes,
for blessing
amen.
Us. We're just so pleased
Praise
to
God.
Be a part. Of this great ministry in Nigeria. Praise God. Gloria, let's go to the 14th chapter of the book of Romans again, and let's read our foundation scripture there. In Romans 14:23, he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. He that doubteth, so to doubt is sin.
That's what it says.
I mean, that's just what it says. And we won't take a whole lot of time on this. You can go back and look at the other broadcast and get the foundation of that. And you should already have downloaded the notes and everything and study it and preach it.
What is the cure for doubt and unbelief?
The Word of God.
The Word of God.
You know, there at Nazareth, they didn't believe a word he said. Jesus said, you know, the Son can of himself did nothing.
Yeah.
I only say what I hear my Father say, and I only do what I see my Father do. Well, he preached the same sermon there that he preached in Capernaum and had overflow, bountiful, just everything. But he preached the same message there in his own hometown. And they didn't believe a word of it. In fact, they tried to kill him because they got mad while he was preaching. Now, in that condition, the Word says he went about the villages preaching and the synagogues teaching.
Yeah.
Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. It's just amazing. He's a faith preacher.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, amen.
He was and is.
He is. Yes, he is. If he wasn't, we couldn't be.
That's
amen.
Right.
Now then, let's read that again. He that eateth not of faith whatsoever is not of faith to sin. And we talked about the Amplified translation. Whatever does not originate and proceed from faith is sin. Why is it a sin? Because you have chosen to believe something other than what God has said, mm-hmm. separating you from God, because faith connects you to God.
That's right.
So you have chosen to say something other than that, to think something other than what he has said, and to doubt what he has said. That's God that said that. And every yep. word in here is a blood-sworn covenant with you, the believer. So he said it in the blood of Jesus, but you or I choose not to believe it, but to believe something we feel or something somebody else said. Well, of course it's a sin. Why?
Yep.
It connects you with the devil.
That's right.
Fear connects you with Satan the way faith connects you with God. And there's no middle ground. You can't be sneaking around in here in the middle. If it's not faith, it's fear. Now, let's go over again, or not again. We started there yesterday and ran out of time. Let's go to 1 Peter 5, and we'll see what the Word says and how to deal with this. Now, the word care, thank you, Lord, I'll do that. I'll take a moment here and point out from the fourth chapter of the book of Mark that Jesus talked about this in the 19th verse. He said, the sower sows the word, these are they by the wayside. Satan comes immediately to steal the word. Now, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, correct? Okay, notice in the 19th verse, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the pressures of other things entering in choke the Word. The word translated care is also translated worry. It's translated anxiety. So when worry enters in, it does what? It chokes the
cuts
word.
It off.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
That's the reason it's a sin. It chokes off the word. Without the word, there's no faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please
trouble.
God. You're in big trouble.
Yeah.
Because God, when you're believing the Word and you refuse to believe anything else you hear or feel, and you've got the Word of God on it, and you've looked up your scriptures, and you're standing on the Word, and you're letting the Word fight its own
yeah.
fight, and you're standing for your healing, you're standing for your finances, whatever it is, and you're standing there and you're saying, Lord, I'm standing on the Word today. And I'm turning to you. I turn my ears to you. I incline my ear to your saying. I don't let them depart from my heart. And I say them with my mouth. I believe in my heart and I say it with my mouth. The Spirit of God can come up and you begin to notice something coming up. Have you thought about this? No, I didn't think about this. Do you remember in my word where it says this? Yeah, I remember that. You go there. Your God has access to your innermost counsel. Now you're born again. You're a child of God. I'm not talking about something that sends you to hell. Don't get off on that. Don't let the devil lead you down that path. No, when you depart this earth, go right to heaven, but you will have missed enormous amount of things that Jesus died for you to have right here while you're on this earth. And I guarantee you it will cut your life short.
Which is called the blessing.
Yes, it is. Now, listen to me very carefully here. As long as you're worrying, as long as cares are feeding your thoughts, Satan has access to your innermost counsel the way God would have access if you're thinking His thoughts. You're thinking His word. Satan can get through to the inside of you. He can get through to your mind.
He's getting through right now when you do that. Right at that moment. He's
yeah, that's what I mean. He's in there, see. And you're thinking, but Brother Copeland, you just don't know. You just don't know. And long as you're saying that, you'll think of something else that you hadn't thought of to worry about up to now. I mean, if He can keep you grinding in there like that, what's He doing? He's keeping you disconnected from the very power that'll heal you. He's keeping you disconnected from the very power that'll solve your financial situation and get you out of debt. He's keeping you disconnected from the things of God, and He's got you connected to Him and worry, and it's coming out your mouth. I just don't know what my kids are coming to. It just seems like the more I pray, the worse they get. Well, yeah, you worry about them all the time. That's what almost got Job killed. Did get a number of his family killed because he wouldn't believe God when he made the sacrifice continually, afraid his children were going to curse God. Well, God couldn't get through to him in order to deliver him from that he was afraid of. Anyway, let's go back over there.
Where are you?
Back over to 1 Peter 5. Listen carefully to this fifth verse. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves to the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. Now, Gloria, listen to this scripture. For God resisteth the proud and gives grace to the humble.
That's right.
It says that, doesn't it?
It says it.
Now, yes, Brother Copeland. Yes. Oh, yes. I'm a very humble person.
We can tell.
I'm so unworthy. you're thinking you're being humble, but you're proving you know nothing about the Scripture. Now, notice this. Hey, you remember what I told you yesterday? Well, you just get on me. Yeah, I'm going to get on you some more too, so quit crying about it. God gets on me. I had to go through all this. In fact, I had a bout of it just here recently. He began to point out some things to me that I had not done this, and I had to go do it. Praise God. And when He gets on me, I get on you. So quit crying about it. Amen. No, we're talking about the thing that if you follow this carefully, it'll make you, it'll turn your life into a Garden of Eden on earth. I mean it. Now, you'll have to stand for it. I mean, you don't just tippy-toe through the tulips. No, you got to fight the good fight of faith, but you fight and win. Amen.
Amen.
Be clothed with humility. God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Now listen to me. God wants you exalted. He wants you exalted above poverty. He wants you exalted above sickness and disease. He wants you exalted above the cares of this world.
All of the curse.
All of it. He wants you exalted. He doesn't want you trying to exalt yourself. When you try to exalt yourself, well, if you know, I could maybe just carry half of these cares. You're trying to exalt yourself. You're trying to defeat this stuff, and you don't have the spiritual power without God to defeat it. So just settle it right now. If you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, exalt me above what? Look at it. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
In other words, you should never have care.
Never.
You're in unbelief.
Never. Care. Remember what the Amplified said, whatever proceeds from and originates in fear is sin. All right, let's go to the Amplified translation here. And let's look at that verse. Casting the whole of your care. Now, here's what the Greek text says. Casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him. For he cares for you.
Praise God.
Once and for all. I really wanted you to get that. Once and for all.
We should never have care.
Never.
But if we don't have care, we should have faith. You can't just stay neutral.
No, you can't.
If you're gonna have care, you can't stay neutral.
You're gonna be over there in the devil's territory. I was listening to Brother Hagin a few days ago, and he was talking about this, and he said when they were building the Rhema campus and building, in a time or two, they were building a couple of buildings or so at one time. And the financial part of it was just, you know, going and going and going. And he was showing some other ministers around, and one of them said, Brother Hagin, I just can't imagine the load that you're carrying. He said, no, I'm not carrying any load. Well, you're carrying the load of all of this. And then I'm going to talk about some of them telling you and me the same thing. Carrying the load of all this. He said, he just laughed. He said, no, I'm not carrying any load. He said, I turned this all over to Jesus. And I'll tell you right now, I just assumed the thing had flopped because I didn't want to do it in the first place. And I just go back home to where and just go on and do what I want to do, which is just go preach the word. And he said, Jesus is the one that told me to do this. I obeyed him in doing it. And if he can't make it go, boys, I don't care nothing about it in the first place. He said, I've just cast the whole of my care over on that. And then he said something, Gloria, that marked me forever. In fact, as much of his work that I've listened to, somehow I know I heard it before because I've listened to those messages before. He said, I promised God. Now, Brother Hagin spent 16 months on the bed of sickness.
Yeah.
And he didn't know anything about healing, never heard anybody preach it. The Spirit of God just kept leading him to get into the Word that his healing was in there. He's partially paralyzed. He's born with a deformed heart. And he had a blood disease that would have killed him if
all
the other of them wasn't. And he said, I could just see myself dying. I could see myself. He said, I saw myself dying. I saw him come in and find my body. I saw him come in and take my body up? And he said, I saw him take it down to so-and-so's funeral home. He called the name of the place. And he said, I saw him put my body in the casket. I saw him take the casket to the church. I saw him have the funeral. I saw him take my casket out. He said, I saw Mom and them come by and look in the casket. I saw him take me out to the graveyard. See, he laid there 16 months. He said, I saw him put me in the hole in the ground and all that. But he said, I began to see that by the word of God, I began to see myself healed.
Yes.
But now, just a short time before that, he woke up to worry. He said, I am worrying myself to death. And the Lord had showed him where worry is a sin. Now, he said, I didn't know anything about this in 1 Peter 5, what we're going to learn beginning tomorrow. He said, but I saw it as a sin. And he said, God, if you will forgive me for this worry, fit, and pity party I've been crying all day long about my sorry lot in life, I give you my word, I will never worry again the longest day I live on this earth. And he said that is in 1933, and I hadn't worried a day since.
Praise God.
Now he said, I've had some marvelous opportunities. He said, but you just have to say, no, I'm not going to do it. I've taken the word of God, and I'm not going to do it.
Believe and worry at the same time.
And he said, then he found this later. Casting the whole of your care over on Him. And we're out of time.
Already?
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.